Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dr. Mina saw the photo and her quote was, "Who says I wear underwear underneath my coat?" Yeah, so she shared that. So at TNT Radio Empire on Twitter. The podcast is available at TNTRadioEmpire.com. And also streaming's there too. Please patronize the advertisers here on the radio stations we are on. You know, help out. The economy's in trouble, so help out when you can.
Yep. Spend what you got.
Yep. And we got Dennis Quaid later on, Bill Engvall, and unless you have a normal job, and John Paul Morgan all later on. Yeah, if you don't have a job, you better keep your cash.
It was on this date in 1865.
If you don't have a job, grab your bootstraps.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
On this date in 1865, just hours after being shot, President Abraham Lincoln passed away at the age of 56.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known he was 56. I thought for some reason early 60s.
No, it's hard to look at... pictures from the 1800s and guess a person's age.
Well, 56-year-old guys were a little more weathered than most 56-year-old guys.
Yeah, harder years back then.
Yeah, a little bit.
I have no idea what the life expectancy was in 1865, but yeah. I imagine quite a bit less than it is today.
Overall, you're right.
Yeah. Once you make it past childhood, you got a better shot of living longer.
Back in the day, right.
But that was the struggle.
Yeah. That was the struggle.
Yeah, getting past childhood.
Getting past the polio.
Yeah. Who needed vaccines for polio? That's stupid.
Vaccine schmacks.
Yeah.
I never had a polio vaccine.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Why are these kids getting polio vaccines?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you probably did.
They were mandated.
No, the parents were just sensible then. I don't think they had to mandate back then.
No, we had to. Our age group had to have them. We had to have them.
To go to school.
To go anywhere, I think. I think you just... to go to school, we had to have them, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the anti-vaxxers can go away. I don't want to hear about them ever again. And I've seen them. They're popping back up. Who says I need a vaccine when they find a vaccine? Everybody.
Science.
Yeah, you won't be able to get on a plane, go to school, go to work. How about those? Or a train, or a bus. That stuff's going to change.
Todd's so into vaccines, he went ahead and got parvo, too.
That's right. Well, he's a lot of dog treats. Yeah,
I know. It's the safe thing to do. Yeah.
Distemper.
That's what all advanced turd scouts have to get to get their letter.
That's part of the deal.
Yeah.
When you deal in that business, it's not a bad idea.
No.
Facebook apparently does not care what your first pet's name was or the street that you used to live on, but scammers do.
Oh, we do that bit here anyway, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do the first pet either. Oh, our porn names are pet and street.
The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin putting out a warning against Facebook quizzes. They say a lot of those questions can provide hackers with an easy way to guess your password. Then they can reset your password and take control of your information.
You got to be a sick F to figure my passwords out. They're so dirty.
I know some of them, and he's not lying.
There, you know, a couple for this place, but my other stuff, like my banking, my American Express, my Visas, those apps, the passwords are just dirty.
What is the end game to all the Facebook math problems that you see? You know, there'll be a symbol that represents, you know, this and this and this equals 45, this and this and this equals something else, and then they give you something to solve.
Oh, I've seen that. I don't know.
There's got to be a reason for those.
They're tough, though, so I think for a little bit, and then I don't decide
pissing
to
pissing you
it.
Off, and you're reminding you that you suck at math? Is that the end game?
I've tried to figure some of those after a while.
No, there's got to be some evil purpose to them.
Right.
Just because they exist, and you don't know, but none of your friends thought those up.
No.
No, they're all shared.
Oh, my friends may have.
I doubt it.
No, I know my friends, and they didn't.
No ping pong, so they're going to make Facebook math problems?
Math problems, yes.
Those are the only two options.
Yes.
Ping pong and
math
complicated
and math.
Math problems.
Yep. That's my guys.
That's the crowd
that's
Craig runs
guys.
With.
It is a crowd.
Yeah, because I know all those.
Well, saunters with.
A lot of those survey ones are to try to grab a password question, but I can't figure out the evil purpose for those math problems, but there's got to be an evil purpose to them.
I don't know what it would be, though. You just answer the question. Yeah.
So if you're not getting an actual physical check, it may be in your bank account. Millions of Americans will see their, again, what's called stimulus money arriving today.
If you ain't your president, don't cash it. And then the other one, and the other, if you don't, if you're
if
against
you
socialism,
it,
don't cash
you're
it.
You're a socialist.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to cash
it. Congress,
right there.
Congress passed that.
Yeah, but I love to hear.
But socialists.
Dumbasses from both sides arguing that.
Well, the socialist.
Eat your president.
It is a socialist check.
He's a socialist. Eat your president. You're a socialist. Shut up.
Well, the one was an answer to the other one, Todd.
I know.
The first thing we saw was if you ain't your president, don't cash it.
Oh, no. The first one I saw is if you cash it, you're a socialist.
Oh, I saw it the other way around. Mainly, but, you know.
I think they came out simultaneously.
It's chicken and the egg.
Right. When they weren't solving
but
Facebook
it wasn't the
math
president.
Problems.
It wasn't the president. It was the Congress that passed it. He let it go.
The CEO of Kroger would like grocery store workers to be labeled as first responders.
No, you're supposed to get a real job when they demand $15 an hour.
I got no issue with that.
So do I.
None.
He wants them to be classified as emergency personnel so they can get better access to protective gear.
I've seen this.
Yeah.
And I've also seen people hate that. Well, they're not firemen or cops. I said, that's not the point.
They're dealing with people. They probably deal with more people than firemen or cops.
We went through the drive-through at the Dairy Queen last night to get some blizzards for the kids, and that guy's just reaching out to 1,000 cars a day. Why isn't he? He should be hazard.
Target workers, grocery store workers, Walmart workers probably deal with more people. You know, cops can sit in their car all day and not really deal with anybody. I'm sure
they're first responders for another reason, obviously.
Yeah, and firemen can sit in the house all day if they don't get a call. Anybody who's ringing up your vodka doesn't have that option.
They're ringing up every day for the same guy.
Or at least every fourth or fifth day for Todd.
Yeah,
we're still on a 5-day pace.
Keeping it steady.
Yeah.
I would expect that to go up, so good for you.
Do you ever have a bottle that's like the end of your two bottles, like the end of your handle where it runs out on the fifth day and you need more to start that day?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You run. That's an emergency.
But
your wife,
then I
send the wife out.
There's always one. There's always a reserve
Always reserve? Okay.
Almost always.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm down to my last bottle now.
Yeah. We got some Soldier Valley the other day, too.
You find folks at Soldier Valley. Yeah.
They replenished you.
So I think that's just a 750. So yeah. I do have some in
That's
reserve.
About a half a day then, right? 750.
750 will last me 2.5 days.
You just got to bet.
Do you pour actual shots? You just know, or you do eye pour?
Oh, just.
Because I pour actual shots just so I know I'm not eye pouring too much.
About 7 glugs. Glug, glug, glug. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I just feel like
and that's his throat.
I was going to say, it's usually just like a slow count to 5.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
I know what looks right.
3.
Or what feels right.
4.
Yeah. like that, Craig.
I got a little, we were drinking, so I was drinking margaritas last Saturday night.
Fine.
And I went upstairs and I made a second margarita. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to go for it tonight. And I poured it, bunch of tequila. I don't like weak margaritas. I just want the little flavor and then all the tequila in there. I started drinking it. And believe it, I went, man.
You get that shiver?
I know. I'm thinking, I don't want to feel so bad tomorrow. But I wanted to keep drinking, so I took a big swig of it, poured the rest out, and grabbed about four beers. Because I stopped myself. I'm thinking, what am I? I wake up Sunday morning with a bunch of tequila in me, a bunch of tequila. It's not going to be a good day. So I thought ahead, pounded a bunch of beer, and it was an average day.
That's good.
I know my limit.
It was just the normal hangover.
When it comes to tequila. Yeah, it was a normal hangover as opposed to
a roaring tequila hangover.
Exactly. And if you ever had one of those, if you haven't and you drink tequila, you're an alcoholic because they can give you hangovers.
I saw a post where I haven't looked at the YouTube video, so I don't know how you make it. And it's probably going to be too much work, although it sounds attractive. You make a shot glass out of a piece of bacon. You wrap the bacon. And then inside the bacon, you line it with chocolate. And I thought that would be perfect fit to put the peanut butter whiskey in.
Well, why would you have the bacon in there, though?
I don't know. Just because it's bacon?
Yeah, I know.
Just because everything's good with bacon?
Yeah, I don't know.
A shot of anything is better with bacon.
Hey, look,
First of all, you need to be putting time out for saying, why bacon?
Well, bacon and the chocolate I get.
Why ask?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's a time out right there, Tyler.
I'm not as huge a fan as you guys are. I don't hate bacon, but I don't live for it.
But if it's the weekend and you got some time to kill, why not try this?
Who's got time?
Everybody.
I am so busy. You know.
Even Craig's got time.
No, not for that.
No.
But you got time.
I got to get up earlier to get time. Yeah, I'm busy.
Yeah.
You're not.
I spend a lot of time in bed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
Feels good, though.
You are busy.
Yeah. Feels good.
Especially on the weekend.
All right.
I wish I could spend more time in bed, but I seem to automatically wake up about 45 minutes after I fall asleep.
You mean sleep. You mean just laying there.
Oh, yeah. I like laying there, but I don't have the option in the morning. I certainly wanted to do that this morning.
Right. Yeah. I looked at my phone this morning just hoping there was a text. Hey, we don't have to come in today, but we do.
who exactly were you rooting for to get the virus?
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to know.
Well, not for that reason.
Jeez.
Well, that's the reason that we'd be called off.
Somebody else contaminated the room.
Contamination. I hope for this every morning.
Yeah.
Long before the COVID.
Okay. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, I didn't hope for it before.
I do have it down to just one snooze bar now.
Oh, that's
my
good.
God, that's rare.
When I get in here, you know, I have to spend an extra 5 to 7 minutes wiping everything down.
Oh, my God.
So.
I barely had done stuff wiping down before you're alive.
That's 5 to 7 minutes I could have spent sleeping, but no, I spend that 5 to 7 minutes
wiping down.
Disinfecting now.
Wiping down.
Wipe your toast on me.
All right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bobby Bandito is telling us how to make our very own mask for the coronavirus. Actually, Bobby Bandito is Matthew McConaughey. He's got several videos on there telling us how to make a homemade mask by using a bandana, two rubber bands, and a coffee filter.
Yeah, that's been floating around for a while.
Have you seen the...
But that's going to be the new fashion statement, is who's got the cool mask.
Did you see the SWAT guy with a thong on his face? Rex Chapman tweeted out. There's a guy standing with a machine gun and all strapped up. I don't know where he is. But if you, it looks like he has a black part of a face mask. And as he turns around, the back of the thong is on the back of his bald head. He's a big shaved head guy. And it looks like he just borrowed his wife's thong and stuck it on his face.
Does he have the strap going down the middle of
his
head?
Yes, but you can't tell right away. It's a thong.
He has a cap on him.
No, no, he doesn't. No, I don't even know what he is, but he's got a machine gun. And he's got gear on. But the back of his head shows the patch of the, you know, would be the front of the thong.
Or was he just at a Trump rally?
No, he was. No, I thought,
I was going to say backyard commando?
No. Now, I don't know if he's dumb or not. Those rallies aren't existing. Oh, they are existing every day.
Every day.
And then he just lies. Proven lies.
Yeah. That makes you a bad reporter.
When you play back what you said differently 3 days ago, and then we play the new one where he just reverses course and lies to you.
You and your gotcha journalism.
I know. I know. You and wanting the truth.
You make me so mad.
I know.
The media.
As a journalist.
One Kansas town paying its residents' utility bills, Gardner, Kansas, a bit southwest of Kansas City. City council members voted to pay all residents' electric bills in March, including rebates for small businesses.
That's nice.
They own their own utilities there. They have a surplus, so that's what they're doing.
Good for them.
Yeah. Are we?
Did you read about the guy, the GOP congressman in, was he in Ohio?
Probably.
Yeah, he says we should let more people die so we can get back to work. I'm not even really paraphrasing. He actually said that. He says letting more people die of COVID-19 is lesser of two evils compared to the economy.
Yeah, those are guys who just look at a stat sheet.
He's a pro-life GOP guy, I'm sure, too. Probably anti-abortion.
Apparently not.
Yeah, he's horrible. Yeah. He's horrible. But yeah, apparently he wants other people to die, though, not him or his family, right? That's the key.
I'm sure that's fine, though. I'm sure he's willing to sacrifice.
Oh, yeah, I think so? Okay. Yeah. Like those two senators in Lincoln?
Yeah.
They're both like 70 and 71?
Yeah, I'm sure they're willing to sacrifice.
You go first.
Well, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, they would say they would.
They wouldn't.
They would say they would sacrifice some of their family members.
No, I'm talking about those guys go first. They're over 70, man.
Oh, they're patriots. If they died for the economy, they'd be hailed as patriots.
Unless it's you dying, then you're just dead.
Fans are concerned about the safety of Michael Bublé's wife. He was doing a video, you know, one of these quarantine videos.
Yeah.
And he was caught on this video exhibiting what some fans say is abusive behavior.
He always seemed kind of like a dick. He really does.
Viewers noticed that he elbowed his wife in her side after she spoke over him during an Instagram live video.
And a little bit too hard, too, like a hardcore elbow.
He then pulled her close to hug her. However, fans believe that he was too aggressive in this hug.
Did she make a face like, he's going to beat me? Was she blinking towards the hostage camera?
One of those shut up bitch hugs?
So she had to share a statement on the Instagram, and she wrote, I want you all to know that I have no doubts about who my husband is. I'd choose him again 1,000 times over. So she says, no, that's not abuse.
Then she held up a sign and said, I need more beer.
Yeah.
The elbowing is not an abuse.
Have you seen it yet, Craig? Does it look awkward? Does it look awkward?
I didn't look.
I don't follow.
I'm looking at his Instagram, and not because I want to, but...
you can probably delete that stuff, too.
I think you can.
Yeah.
Do you think that note was written under duress? Like he's going to punch me in the head if I don't post this?
Perhaps. And the Arizona Daily Star reporting on a news release from the Coronado National Forest, encouraging visitors to avoid crowded areas, also in the news release. Do not deposit your solid wastes outside or surrounding the restrooms.
That's poop, right?
Yes, it
That'd
is.
That'd be solid right. waste, yeah. Right.
That's apparently what take. People are doing.
But it's not solid when you get the squirts.
Well, then you don't put it in a bag and leave it at the restroom.
Who says I need a bag?
Well, these people are.
Okay.
That's what these people are doing.
Why?
Is leaving it in, well, the restrooms are closed.
Got it.
So and you got to put it somewhere.
So they just poop in a bag?
So they poop in a bag and leave it at the restroom, and leave it at near the restroom building.
Where are they getting the bags?
I imagine you can, you know.
Doggy bags, maybe?
Yeah, they're attached to the leash.
All right, are you carrying around a bag?
Just yeah, in apparently
case
so.
In case you got to poop?
Sure.
I know, I mean, I carry one around when I walk the dogs.
Yeah, for the
but
dog.
That's not
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
Well, it could be.
You never know.
That's true. I got two or three.
There's enough room for me to take a dump in one of those. They're awfully big.
Yeah, but you still have to go inside someone's garage to get that done.
And we do know people who have made the call, hey, come pick me up. I got to poop.
That'd be me.
So.
And I didn't even have a bag. So
it happens.
I was walking without the dog.
So the Coronado National Forest had to tell people, if necessary, bury human waste at least 6 to 8 inches deep and 200 feet away from water, trails, and recreation sites to prevent health hazards to our employees and for other visitors.
Yeah, but I don't carry a shovel around when I walk the dogs.
Well, use your hind
legs.
Well,
if you're bringing a bag, bring a shovel.
Bury your scat, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
They say visitors are encouraged to use a restroom before heading into the forest or after they leave.
Yeah, but you got to poop. You got to poop. So I think you're right. Just throw some dirt on top of that bear.
I thought visitors are encouraged to stay the hell home.
Yeah, maybe.
Just don't.
No.
Park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
There you go. Dennis Quaid, Bill Engvall, John Paul Morgan all today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.